head, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. You're around the shoots, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap. I'm Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle with Texas Toast, and it's time for us to look at some new music. There is so many good tunes out, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Feels like it's been forever since I've seen you, and it's only been, what, like 10 days?
Yeah. Has it only been 10 days? Because it seems like it's been crazy. Yeah, we had a hurricane come. It was supposed to be Tropical Storm. Miss Helen had some drama, major drama. It was serious. It was bad. We had some damage, lots of damage in all over here in our little area. But a couple of days after the hurricane, like literally, I mean, you should see my muscles. Oh man.
I have picked up
boards. I was a one woman show loading up a whole flatbed trailer full of debris and like those big concrete Spanish tiles that we have on the roofs here. I had a whole loads of those. That's why I got muscles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Feeling sore.
That's one way to work out.
How's the progress? I mean, have you guys kind of got a hang on everything?
I'm
sure there's still lots of work, but.
Yes. A lot of our neighbors have some major damage they're going to have to do, but pretty much we fared very well. Yeah. Anyway, so there was a lot of cleanup, but we're safe and we were in the eye. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. We're just blessed. I mean, at one point, Ron was, when it was getting really, really bad, my son was calling me and he was trying to humor me, but yet he was trying to like warn me about what was going on. Cause we had lost, you know, TV and I wasn't even getting weather updates anymore. And eventually we lost our phone service. But prior to that, Ron was on the phone with one of our friends. They were in Houston watching the Houston news and kind of relaying back to us what was going on.
Right.
And Ron goes, I think Helen just climbed under the bed. And I'm like, no, Helen's on her knees praying.
Oh, man.
I spent 30 minutes on my knees. That's when it got bad and God answered those prayers. We had minimal damage.
It's crazy how close we are, you know, relatively. And like, we barely got any rain and I was just like living your experience through your Facebook post. And it was terrifying. Yeah. I wanted to comment, like, I felt like, you know, my worrisome mom, like what happened to your cars? You know, just like worrying about all your stuff.
That's how
going
my son
on down
was.
There.
Yes. But you know, the thing is when you're directly on the coast, like we are, it's the storm surge and East Bay came straight into that lagoon that we have. So
that's
I have some new fish in there now. I'm sure we have
cool.
a new, new
fam-
I have some new pets that probably came out of East Bay, but, and I want to tell everyone, thank you. There was so many of our family, I call them with Texas Toast, that messaged me or texted me or emailed and are you okay? We're watching this. Do you need, you know, so thank you so much to our Texas Toast family that, you know, some of our guests, some of the promoters, I know Jen was messaging me. There was so many and that was like so sweet, so thoughtful. It meant a lot. So let's get to music. I was
let's
so excited. I
got
my head
catching up to do.
I know we have some catching up. So you want to start with yours?
Yeah, I was going to say, let me go first this time.
Okay.
Because I'll go through them quickly. And then you've got some heavy hitters that we're going to get to actually listen to.
You do too.
So I do definitely, but the ones that we're going to get to actually listen to are on your side of things. So I want to dig into those a little harder this week. So yeah, we've got a couple new ones. So I'm going to start off with a new one from Josh Ward. It came out a couple weeks back and it's called Lovin' Where It's Going. I'm sure it jumped up pretty high on the chart last week, but obviously missed it. And I had so much going on that I didn't even get a chance to look. But so the song is called Lovin' Where It's Going. I wouldn't say it's anything unusual from Josh, pretty, you know, in his vein. It's just, for me, it got me excited. It's a nice little tease for what's to come from him. So definitely check out that tune from Josh Ward. Another one that I wanted to touch on is a new tune called In the Shape of You by Joey Greer. And the reason the song stood out to me, other than that it's climbing up the charts, obviously, is this dude knows what he's doing with the live songs. He keeps releasing these live recordings and it's like, why are you doing that, man? And then you listen to the song and it's like, oh, I know exactly why he did that. Just the way that the emotions captured when he's performing it live is exactly what it needs whenever you're listening. So very well done from Joey. And then my last one is going to be the new single from Aaron Watson called Crash Landing.
Oh my gosh. That song rips my heart. I don't even know what to say. Go ahead.
I mean, it's kind of the same. I was like confused, you know, a great song. And honestly, I don't know if I would have been able to tell you who it was by if I listened to it without seeing.
I know, because it was funny because I had just come in and I had Aaron Watson's, because Out of Style is one of my all time favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And so I was turning off my stuff and then I was like, okay, let's see what Kyle's got here.
Yeah.
And I had to just keep listening to it over and over. And I literally pulled up to look at the lyrics. That's how intriguing that song was for me.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It kind of came out of nowhere and it was just like, I'm curious why he did that. Not that it's not a good song. It's beautiful and somber and mellow and relatable, but it's just like kind of a curveball from Aaron, and I thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Super
so those,
cool.
Those are my three. Let's dive into some listening.
Okay, let's start with our girl, Ariel Hutchins. This new single she has out, it's just been released. It debuted at number 74 on the Texas Regional Radio Report. It was also had the most ads for the Texas Country Music Chart. It debuted there at number 91. And this is such a Ariel song. Mm-hmm. She's been on the podcast. She's, you know, I'll just say, The Cowboy He Will Be is the name of the song. And I think this is perfect timing for her to release a song like this because, well, for her, any time would be good for a song like this. But it makes me think of all the fall county fairs that are going on and how the little ones that come, the little ones that want to be cowboys and cowgirls. And it just tells the story of a young boy and living that cowboy cowgirl rodeo ranch lifestyle, and it just, you know, she lives that lifestyle and she nailed it on this one. So The Cowboy He Will Be, absolutely gorgeous, and her voice is just beautiful, so I'm in love with that song. And then,
sorry, before we move on, do you know if she wrote that song?
Yes, she did.
Okay. I assumed
she co-wrote with someone else, but yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And it's so perfect for Ariel. Mm-hmm. And moving right along to another one of our friends, David Adam Burns, who was just on the podcast. He has a new single out. It's called Too Much Texas. He nailed it with the Texas girls on this one. Too Late, Too Little, Too Much Texas. So make sure you check that out from David Adam Burns. And I love the beat. I love the mix. It's just, it's another one of those good old Texas songs.
Yeah, I'm actually excited. This is going to be my first time hearing it. Let's go ahead and check out Too Much Texas by David Adam Burns.
She didn't write a note or even send a goodbye text. She just flung her ring, packed up her things, threw them in the truck and left. When she rode out of Dallas, she didn't even tap the brakes. There's a million places she could be without leaving the state. A top tank and an empty heart can get you pretty far. There could be 1,000 miles of highway between her and where you are. Trying to find her any place on earth, you might have better chances. You're too late to time is too much Texas. Wild horses love to run when there's a lot of open space. You should have held on and enjoyed the ride, but instead you closed the gate. There's too many rivers, beaches, rodeos and honky-tonks, and too many dancehall cowboys that'll give her what she wants. A top tank and an empty heart can get you pretty far. There could be 1,000 miles of highway between her and where you are. Trying to find her any place on earth, you might have better chances. You're too late, too little time, there's too much Texas. Heart can get you pretty far. There could be 1,000 miles of highway between her and where you are. Trying to find her any place on earth, you might have better chances. Too late.
Rush, Texas. You're too late, too little time. There's too much Texas. Too much Texas.
So there you have it. What a great song. David Adam Burns, he just nails it all the time. I can't wait for his up and coming and new stuff to come out. Of course, we'll keep keeping up with that. Now, another one. It was a toss up between what was going to be my favorite this week, but she's going to leave a mark. Darren Morris Band, they're coming off their number one with Wrap You Up in Love. This one debuted at 115 on CD Extraction Texas. It's also got the most ads. It's just been released, produced by Drew Hall and Carrie West, one of the best producers in the music business. But Darren Morris Band, she's going to leave a mark.
She's an Alabama hallelujah, Mississippi River gonna roll right through ya, an Oklahoma City twister, the second you kiss her, brother, hang on. Catch your eye like a lightning strike, it might even happen to you tonight. She'll put a perfume kiss on the edge of your collar, Sharpie on your wrist where she leaves. Second that she goes, man, you want to call her. Call yourself crazy, cause maybe you love her. You might get to hold her to your last day. She might be the one who got away. Either way, if you ever let her get a hold of your heart, she's gonna leave a mark. Ain't it funny how the minute you meet, whiskey never tasted sweeter. You don't know it when you're dancing together. You're making memories lasting forever. She'll put a perfume kiss on the edge of your collar, Sharpie on your wrist where she leaves her number. Second that she goes, man, you want to call her. Call yourself crazy, cause maybe you love her. You might get to hold her till your last day. She might. Keep flying cause the feeling's electric. When you least expect it, she'll put a perfume kiss on the edge of your collar, Sharpie on your wrist where she leaves her number. Second that she goes, man, you want to call her. Call yourself crazy, cause maybe you love her. You might get to hold her to your last day. She might be the one who got. Mississippi River gonna roll right through you, an Oklahoma City twister, the second you kiss her, brother, hang on.
There it is, the latest brand new from the Darren Morris Band, She's Gonna Leave a Mark. Good stuff.
What
all
a song.
Around. Yes, they are really good. I like all of their stuff.
There's no way that one's not gonna go all the way up to number one again.
You know it will. I think probably all three of these will. See my little, I'm gonna keep these notes. I'm gonna keep those notes and put today's date on it. So let's take a quick look at the charts. Looking at TexasCountryMusicChart.com, of course, the greatest spin increase John Wolfe had with Tequila Sundown and Josh Ward, Loving Where It's Going. Greatest spin increase. Cody Jinks, we had previewed his song, All It Cost Me Was Everything. Also, most added, Ariel Hutchins and Darren Morris Band that we just talked about. They're in the most ads. Also, Brandy Bellin. I wish I had been drinking whiskey. I actually took a listen to that song. I just want to mention that. That's a really good one. We had highlighted Landon Heights, not last week because I couldn't because hurricane, but the week before. And Landon, is bubbling under with Jamie. So looking at number one on this chart for this week is Randall King with Record High. John Wolfe moved from number four to number two with Tequila Sundown. Josh Abbott Band's at number three with Real Damn Good. Can I just tell a story real quick about that song?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I actually had to run to town. That's how us country people, you know, I had to go to town today. And I needed to get like some new makeup, cosmetic bags and things like that. And I forgot to get them. And I was listening to that song. And everybody that knows the song, you probably know where I'm fixing to go. I thought there's a part in the song where the lyrics say she puts her makeup in a coffee can. I don't have to buy any bags. I'm gonna Number four is Kyle Park with Rewind, and the Drew Fish Band, they have moved on up from number nine in the top five on this chart with One Beer at a Time.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been cooped up too long hauling stuff. I'm kind of silly today. I'm kind of rusty too. Let me get back up here. Man. Okay. Interestingly enough, Texas Regional Radio Report, this song last week was at number two, moved up to number one, and it's Kendall Schaefer with Rolling Stone. Kyle Park is at number two with Rewind. Chad Cook Band, you know, we've talked about this song, one of my favorites right now. Señorita Sky is at number three. Andrew Fish Band, number four, One Beer at a Time. And guess who's number five? Brother George Dukas, we call him.
Oh, cool. Wow. I wasn't expecting that one. That's awesome.
He moved up fast.
Yeah. Good deal.
And CD Extraction, Texas chart, Randall King's number one with Record High. John Wolfe, Tequila Sundown is number two. Josh Abbott Band, Real Damn Good. Get your makeup in that coffee can, girls. Is at number three. Cal Park with Rewind is number four. And the Drew Fish Band, One Beer at a Time, is at number five. So nice. That's a look at the charts for this week.
Rock and roll. I feel like we have so much to talk about because I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
Speaking of Chad Cook Band, I got to go see him headline Green Hall last weekend.
Oh,
All right, next topic. We'll move on.
No, tell me about it. I think it was awesome.
Perfect. It was so awesome. Hayden Baker opened. It was awesome. It was just a great night. It was kind of a spur of the moment last minute thing, but I got to go and I'm so glad I did. They packed it out, you know, as per expected, but I just don't think it could have gone any better. It was an awesome show.
Nothing like Green Hall, and then to be there with such
friends. Yeah.
Yes,
friends just tearing the roof off.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting my boots out. I'm getting my stuff out. Fall is here and I'm going to be able to leave town because it'll be the slower season. So yeah, I'm going to catch some shows. I'm ready to go.
Sweet. Yeah. I was going to mention, it's just crazy how all these names that we talk about, even just whenever you're running through the top five on these charts, it's like we're interacting with all these people. Like we've got, you know, Kyle Park's in the top five on every chart. We've got him coming on the show in a couple weeks. Chad Cook Band, just saw him, hung out with those guys last weekend. You know, you talked about Darren recording with Drew and Carrie. We've got them coming on the show in a few weeks. You know, Jen and Ray promote all these songs, and we have them coming out this coming week.
And I think I can say this. Yeah. Especially like Jen and I bonded so much during, you know, that episode that that's going to be coming out. And one of the things that we talked about on the podcast, and this will be something for everyone to tune in and listen to, and especially you musicians out there, tune in and listen, because Jen's going to tell you how to get it done. But the thing that we talked about, and it's so true, and it's been like this forever and ever, and still is today, is like, we're just such a close-knit family in this business. Like you get to know each other so well, and you know, you're networking with each other, but I don't call it networking. It's more like it's a camaraderie. That's what it is. And Jen and I kind of talk about that on the podcast, but yeah, it's good stuff going on. Everybody's doing good.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that I learned pretty early whenever I started playing music, was that just if you build those positive relationships with people, things just work so much faster and so much better. And
so true.
That's like the main proponent of the entire industry.
And I like just being like everybody's biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's going to get to know. And a lot of my friends, and I think I've told this story before, they're like, I heard myself saying it like five times probably already during this segment, but is like every song your favorite song?
Right. And it is. The answer is yes.
absolutely. In different kind of ways for different kind of situations.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, oh, I just covered good on that one. Now I have a comeback. Yeah, I have a favorite song for every situation.
That's how it goes. Yep.
Yes.
So I've been handing out those. I got those little cards with the QR code for the pot, for the playlist. Uh-huh. And gave out tons of those at Green Hall the other night. And it seems like people are digging it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually Perfect. Been stuck on it too. I've been off my podcast listening game for the last couple of weeks and pretty much only been listening to that playlist. So
mm-hmm.
getting
it's
some
good
spins
one.
From Kyle. Yep.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got any fishing plans this weekend?
I have no idea. I don't even know. What is today? Wednesday? Like literally after when the hurricane, but before the hurricane and then especially after the hurricane, I would have to check my phone to see what day of the week it was.
Yep.
I mean, like we were so lost. I mean, it was like we didn't have power for 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it cool down there a little bit today?
Yes. Nice. Yes. It's very, it's windy, but it's
nice. Little breeze. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Nice.
Sweet. Yeah. I've got a pretty insane next couple of days. I've been moving all week. And then as you guys are listening to this, I will be out on the road with Cody Hibbard. He's got some shows in Louisiana. And then Saturday, I've got a show for myself in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've just played an acoustic gig in at this brewery in Cyprus called Misfit Outpost. I learned that I couldn't say that word misfit until the other day.
Really?
But I forced it's like how some people say synonym, like you've got that
right,
weird thing, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
I guess I had never had to say that word in my life, and I had to teach myself how to do it. But
anyway,
you
never said misfits?
I guess not, no. I mean, you'd think I would.
Listen to Rich O'Toole's song, Queen of the Misfits, and you can sing it and
I'll
then
practice.
Learn how to speak it very well. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There's a plug for Rich and Queen of the
right
Misfits.
On.
One of his first songs. Really good. Anyway.
Yeah. And then I did want to mention, obviously, friend of the show, Trent Cowie Band. They're playing a benefit show at Bareback Bar in Spring. It's over there off Kirkendall, close to Louetta in Spring. And it's a really cool event on Sunday afternoon. I believe Peyton Howie and someone else are going to be opening. Can't remember off the top of my head, but it's a
wait. Howie and Cowie.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny. Before I started working with Trent and those guys, I went and saw him play in Conroe, and she actually opened up as well. And I think she must live out in that North Houston area, but she's great. She's got a bunch of cool new songs out recently, and filmed a cool video. And so, yeah, honestly, we'll probably be getting her on the show here sometime soon. Definitely talking about some radio singles from her. But
oh, wow, that's
yeah.
Cool.
If you guys got nothing going on Sunday, head on out to Bareback in Spring and support a good cause. And
hey, you never know. I may show up. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
I may just run away.
Nice.
I may just run away.
Well, if you're trying to really want to run away, you should come over to LSU. And hang out with me and Cody Hibbard and Jake from Trent's Band are going to be out there playing.
Jake is
at a frat on Friday night.
No.
It's going to be
y'all don't want me there. No, y'all don't want me there.
Shit show.
Oh my god, Jake is my favorite. We had so much fun.
Yep.
Oh, Jake and Trent, we got to get together again. I miss those
guys.
Yeah,
we'll come down there and get a hunt here pretty soon.
Oh, I forgot about that. The hurricane,
it's
everything
all good.
Went.
No worries.
Oh,
let
totally
me know. Let's
forgot.
Do it. Let's do it. And anybody out there listening, want to come shoot some birds, let us know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Let me put that on my list. I totally forgot.
All good. All right. Well, so like we mentioned, next week it's going to be Generate Promotions, which is Jen and Ray. And they're one of the top tier, I mean, in our book, by far the best radio promoter.
Good people.
Awesome people. But yeah, so we had a really long, awesome conversation. I know you guys that are listening that play in bands think you know how, when, and why to release a radio single, but I'm telling you, you don't. So that's why you need to listen to this episode on Tuesday.
That's right. Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up. It feels good to be back in the saddle and can't wait to get some more of our episodes out and get some more interviews going and
yep.
Good stuff.
Yep. If anybody's got questions for Cody Hibbard, we'll be talking to him next week. So shoot those over to us on Instagram. Like always, listen to the Texas on Tap podcast. Playlist, Texas Toast podcast.
And I also want to talk about our brand new website that's been launched that you did a great job on, TexasToastPodcast.com.
Thank you.
Everything is there. Very user-friendly.
Yep. That was fun to put together. I'm glad we finally got that going. That'll hopefully make it easier for people to find, you know, what we're doing.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Adios. Cheers.
Cheers.
I dare to say, well, you can go to hell. But home. Well, take away this city.